So for the purpose of this tutorial, I am not going to go through all the functions in Google Sheets. However, I will go through the most applicable functions and tabs as it pertains to the CRM report. So if we look at the top, the first thing I want to cover is the File tab. If you click on the File tab, you will have a few options here. You can download as a Microsoft Excel file and keep an Excel file of this document on your computer. I do not recommend working, though, in the Excel file. Only work in the Google Sheet. Because it is cloud software, as you update this form, it is live and it will be the most recent information, and all of your coworkers can also see the information at any given time. If you work off of the Excel document, if you download it, you will have to go back into this file and update any new leads to match. If you go to the next tab, Edit, the most important thing with the Edit tab is the Undo. Microsoft Excel, when you make a change, you have to save everything. When you're working in Google Sheets, it automatically saves it. If you close the program down and you've made changes that you don't want to keep, they will stay. So if you type over information or you need to fix something because you accidentally deleted something, all you need to do is go to the Undo and it will bring back the most recent information. All the other tabs at the top, again, are very similar to Microsoft Office. In your View tab, if you want to freeze a row or a column, you can do that to make it easy to maneuver around the sheet. So the most important advice that I can give anybody working in Google Sheets that is used to working in Excel is any changes you make will be automatically saved. You do have time to undo and go back to the original information if you accidentally delete something. However, when you close down the program, it doesn't keep the original. It always keeps it in with your updated changes. So the next tip I'd like to go through with you in Google Sheets is transferring information from one sheet to another sheet. So when a lead comes in from Facebook, ideally it's going to auto-populate the first name, the phone number, the email, and the lead date and the city. So columns A, B, and C, we need to transfer this information over to the call sheets. This must be done manually. So one of the easiest ways to do this is if you go up here and highlight your sheet, you can then go to your filter and you can create a new filter view. And what you've done is create a filter for each of your columns. Because we now know who the lead manager is for the leads, I can go to my filter, I can clear all, and if I would like to select just Derek, I hit OK, and now only Derek's leads show up in the pipeline. So now I'm going to take my mouse and drag down the column A, right click, and I'm going to hit copy just like I would with Excel. And I'm going to move over to Derek's tab, and I'm going to go here and click the first cell, that empty cell. I'm going to right click, and I'm going to go to paste special. Here, I only want to paste the values. The reason you only want to paste the values is if for any reason, the formatting of the cell in your previous sheet is different than the cells in the sheet you're transferring to, you do not want to modify or change the cells of the new sheet. You only want to transfer the information that you've copied. copy, paste, values only, and they all paste in. I'm going to delete the information just so I don't forget, because it is a Google Sheet and I don't want the information to get lost or to modify the spreadsheet in any way. So now that I've done that, I'm going to go back to my filter. I'm going to click on it and I'm going to hit select all, okay. And now it brings back everybody in the pipeline. So again, this works very much like a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet. It just is a little bit easier. It's a little bit more intuitive. So once you get the hang of it, you're probably going to find that it is much easier to see where all your functions are, all your tabs are, and all your buttons are. If for some reason you want to change, example, where the information sits in a cell, just move here and you can center it just like you can in Excel. If you want to place it at the top, in the middle, or at the bottom of a cell. And if you want your text to wrap, meaning that over here you'll notice that these cells are formatted so that there's text wrapping. This allows you to type everything in. When you type it, I'm just gonna type a whole bunch of things here. You'll see it keeps going, but as soon as you click off the cell, it will fill the cell. So don't worry about how, as you're typing the information, how the information looks, because once it's done, it will all fit nicely in the cell. And I think that sums it up for the tips and tricks for the Google Sheets.